Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
The Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, get informed. You know how much I love to say that because I do want you informed first. Otherwise, it's nothing but a problem, okay? And head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell would love to sell product. Now, I know there was a false story that was put out because he was auctioning off equipment from one of his warehouses. And they said, oh, my God, look at he's doing all these sales and he's doing this. And you know, he can't even give it away at this point in time. And now he's selling off equipment. Stupid people. They're just stupid people. You got 20 years of equipment. You know, machines that are 20 years plus old. You know, it's time to replace them. Time to upgrade them. And on top of all of that, you know, you're talking about new product lines or what have you. You need equipment updates. But that's beside the point. That's his business. He knows what he's doing. Obviously, he's making money like crazy. So let's go ahead and support those people who support us. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. I'm telling you, promo code Joe right now will get you some fantastic deals. And don't at least go over and look. You're talking about sheets that used to be $69 or something like that. I think they're queen size. Now they're down to $29 with promo code Joe. So at least go check it out. Really, sincerely. Go check it out. Make sure you're supporting people that support you, support your causes. Maybe you got nothing going on right now. But don't you want to support the causes that, you know, financially, the causes that you're behind, that you agree with? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't hesitate to get the online app. Pull it down. Put it on your phone. You can get the show anywhere. You can get past shows. You can call the show live. All kinds of good stuff going on there. You know, I went past the story at a million miles an hour earlier. But I want you to kind of pull it together, all right? In New Jersey, they saw over 4,000%, not 4,000 people, 4,000% spike in non-binary students following trans curriculum. I mean, no surprise, right? When you do stuff like that, right, you're teaching kids, there's teachers in the room that they trust and care about. They think everything they tell them is the truth. So the past 4 years there, they've seen a dramatic 4,000% increase in number of students identifying as non-binary. This is in the New Jersey public schools. In the 2019-2020 academic year, only 16 students identified as non-binary. And that's according to New Jersey's Department of Education. Now, the figure dramatically increased to 675 students by 2022-2023, including 41 elementary school children. They don't even know what that means. These kids are confused to begin with. Now you tell them, well, if you don't feel like a girl or a boy, then you're non-binary. This doesn't resonate with them. They don't understand what this means. You're thinking. You educated. I mean, my dad said this. You act like over-educated idiots is basically what it boils out to be. Because you're sitting there with all this education. You keep telling us you're so well-educated that you actually think 2-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 6-year-olds know what sex they are or know what sex they want to be or what they feel like. They don't even know what a girl or a boy is. They don't know what their organs are for. They have no clue whatsoever. And yet you think that they have the ability, the mental capacity. If you think those kids have the mental capacity to decide whether they're a boy or a girl, then you don't have the mental capacity to be a teacher. It's that simple. Anyway, in 2020, guidelines were established for New Jersey public schools. They were to introduce gender identity, transgender topics to second graders. The curriculum was implemented in the fall of 2022. So from second grade forward, they're being bombarded with, you're not a boy, you're not a girl, you could be a boy, you could be a girl, you could be a this, you might not be a that. The state has also made efforts to prevent conservative parents from removing books from schools. Now, New Jersey school districts, they led efforts to conceal students, right? Ones whose gender identities were different from what their parents do to them. They didn't tell their parents anything. The state has progressive leaders. They're advocating to maintain this practice. At least 1,000 public school districts in the U.S., encompassing over 17,000 schools, have adopted policies. Not just New Jersey, right? Over the span of 2 years, Montgomery County, Maryland's largest, wealthiest public school district, they experienced a 580. Look, you don't have these kind of jumps unless this stuff is being pushed on you. Right? Really, think about it. So, really what's going on here, they have an agenda. They want to push it. They're willing to put money behind it. Part of the proof of that, I don't know if you guys caught this recently, but Biden's administration, they're using taxpayer dollars to fund LGBTQ activism abroad in other countries, to pay for programs in other countries. Why are we doing that? Why should we do that? Now, as you're out there pushing all this transgenderism, now we're finding out that these transgenders, the people that went through the surgeries, went through the blockers, are now detransitioning, I think, at 5 times the rate they were 5 years ago. Really? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in a witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Rogue Zero, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the real story. I mean, just make sure you know what you're talking about so when you put it out there, you know, you it makes sense, you have the information to back it up, and all of that, right? I mean, seriously. Anyway, like I said, 855 Rogue Zero, 855-732-5563. Ah, story did about the 4,000% spike in non-binary students. It shows you how easily influenced the kids are, especially by, you know, teachers and people that they trust and know. But as this is being pushed on the kids, as the kids are being led down a road to destruction, you're starting to see more and more detransitioning. Now, these transgender people that got the surgery are now deciding, you know what, this isn't what I wanted. This isn't what I told it was. I wasn't told I couldn't have kids anymore. Right? Now, you know, previous studies using data from before 2015 noticed that the detransitioning rate was 1%, and that's what they're going to be putting up. When you talk to people, they'll say, oh, no, the detransition rate is well under 1%. But it's not. In the recent studies we've seen, these detransitioning rates are well up over 10%. Now, it's partly due to the increase in gender dysphoria diagnosis, right? Especially among, now this is what I don't understand. How do you get a gender dysphoria diagnosis at 6 years old? It's wrong at every level. The range grew from 15,000 in 2017 to 42,000 in 2021. Right? And now that they're getting more mental treatment, now they're getting more mental health treatment, the surgeries have dramatically decreasing. It's just amazing, right? In the beginning, when it was actually more, it was because medical professionals were speeding up the process due to the fear that the patient's mental health and they might commit suicide. Because those were the key words. Look, I mean, he doesn't mind me sharing these stories, but my older son got addicted to drugs. And he's been clean for a long time now. All right? Got himself together, clean again. Right? But you know, when he's on the drugs, when you're trying to get more drugs, or you're trying to get out of these places they put you in, he was smart enough, he had brain cells enough to go look on the internet and look for the buzzwords that would get him out of the hospital, buzzwords that would get him in there, the buzzwords that would get him the drugs he needed. They're not stupid, and they have that smartphone in their hand that gives them access to all kinds of information that they never had before. And it's the same thing here. It's why they say it dramatically increased during a lockdown. There was a lot going on during the lockdown, and I'm starting to believe some of these people say we were being tested to see how quickly we would allow them to abuse us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The survey concluded that more than 50% of transgender and non-binary youth considered suicide in 2022. However, it's not simply an increase in transgender population, right? Individuals who detransitioned also cited that, they finally got the help they needed. Their worsening mental health forced them to go seek the help that would help them through all this. No more, mom said that's all I needed. The doctor, no, I need more than that. I'm not feeling like they tell me I should be feeling. Walt Heyer, again, I refer to him as my double transgender guy. I mean, he was in that mindset where, he felt suicidal. He felt bad. He didn't feel like he was the person he should be. And what ended up happening is he got the transition surgery he was looking for. He was told that he needed. And you know what he found out? Didn't fix anything. He spent 8 years as a woman. Why? Because the doctor kept telling him, you'll get used to it. It's all good. You'll get used to it. I'm going to be a good boy. Anyway. I used to call, I don't know if some of the old-timers of the show, I used to call it psychobabble. Right? All these words that the psychologists use to help you fix yourself or make you think that you had a real problem, and then it sounded good, it sounded like a big deal. But now what's happened is you're just seeing like an overuse, dangerously overuse, of therapy speak. Right? I mean, everything is locked into some kind of therapy that you might need or do need. Now, some people say just because you need therapy shouldn't make you, you know, feel bad. Well, if you truly need it, yeah. You get the help you need. I got that. I'm not behind it. I mean, I'm not against it. And therapy has become, for some reason, it's become a sign that someone is, they're evolved. They're more self-aware. They're self-reflective. Right? 86% of daters are more likely to go out with someone a second time if that person mentioned they go to therapy. Why? I have my therapy book. It's called the Bible. Again, if you think you need it because you truly have some issues, that's one thing. And then I'd have to stop and say, what is an issue? No, come on, really. What is an issue? I mean, there's some personality traits that people have. Not necessarily a bad issue. Others may not like it. You know, for the longest time, and I think they've watered it down, if you were confident in yourself, if you were sure of yourself, not cocky, but confident you do what you're doing, confident about your abilities, yeah, you were considered cocky, self-righteous. That's not what it is, not even close. Now, with so much self-centered analysis, you know, working on self, all about who I am, what I am, emphasis now on, what, self-care, I think they call it, doesn't that kind of separate you from the others? Because it's all about you, ain't it? Yeah. I never was brought up that way. You know, social media is making it even worse. You look at people are sharing on TikTok and other places. Because, you know, they want to share. Look at me. Look what I'm doing. Look how I am. Look how happy I am. Look what I can do. You know what happens? You don't get enough views. Now you feel neglected. Just amazing. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Wall Street closed Thursday with stocks higher. It comes after last month's producer price index came in below expectations. The PPI rose by 0.1% against projections of 2%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 47 points. Mayor Eric Adams is blaming media after a new poll reveals New Yorkers are increasingly worried about crime.
Speaking on Fox 5 New York, the mayor said the media plays with New Yorkers' psyches.
You travel with an armed army in a chauffeur-driven car. Go ride the train, then tell me, without your bodyguards.
The mayor's just, he's, I don't want to say delusional, but I think he's just putting a political spin on it.
One anchor said the media reports on things that actually happen. The poll also revealed 87% of respondents feel crime is a very or somewhat serious problem in New York City and across the state. I'm Natalie Migliori, NBC News Radio, New York.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Your host, 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's one of the ways you get, yeah, I mean, get informed. It's really what it boils down to. You just get informed. You have a clue as to what's going on. We're talking about, I've been talking about, therapy speak. I don't know any other way to put it. You know, I used to call it psychobabble. I mean, basically the bottom line with it is... Yeah, maybe some of you need help. Maybe you need to get 86% of us. If 86% of us really need to be in therapy, the problem is with society as a whole. What are you teaching us? How come we're not making us... I mean, somebody said it the other day, and I think it's true. If we get into World War III, can America be... Can we be counted on to provide the soldiers that we need? Can we be counted on to have the backbone, the spine, the people to make it work? Give it some thought. I mean, I got to tell you, no, I don't believe we do. I don't believe we have, we haven't given the coping skills, the logic skills, to our young people that we used to give them so they could work things through on their own, so they could figure things out on their own. I think we would be in a world of hurt if we had to forget about defending other countries as we have promised to do. I think that we could even defend ourselves right now. Anyway, I mean, therapy speak technically is supposed to provide intellectual sterile terms to help people avoid any kind of conflict or discomfort because they claim they have set boundaries for themselves. They're honoring themselves. That's why I call it psychobabble. I mean, what do you... These things that you're dealing with or not dealing with on your own, how do you do it? How do you do it if you have to wait for the counselor to call you back every time? It doesn't work that way. You run into things in life. How did your parents teach you? How did they teach you to move through stuff? Did they tell you that you didn't have to deal with anything you were uncomfortable with? Because that's wrong. You males, go get a colonoscopy. Tell me colonoscopy. Tell me you're comfortable with that, right? You learn how to deal with it. You learn how to push through. You learn how to deal with things that, you know, you would normally find uncomfortable, don't want to deal with. You know, how about even worse, communication? You shut down with inarguable terms like gaslighting, specifically when used by someone who simply doesn't like what another person is saying. You have a difference of opinion. I mean, seriously. You've got to be able to push through these things. You've got to be able. I don't want to say fight back because a lot of them, you know, I have friends of mine who go, well, Joe, why do you always call it a fight? Why? Because it actually today, in today's world, it is a fight. There's never a conversation, a simple conversation that can be had. Even when you don't agree, you can't have that conversation to make things better. Because somebody's feelings will get hurt with a word you use, a phrase you use, a way of looking at something. Many are also coming online to share cold, wordy ways people are ending friendships because they no longer have the capacity to invest or sound more like an HR. I mean, we don't do, or haven't done, I should say, these face-to-face conversations. Uncomfortable conversations. Why not? Are you no longer able to deal with a little adversity? God, that's not cool. It's not right. And then, hey, smartphones come in. Now you don't have to look anybody in the face. You can tell people what a POS they are, how much you can't stand them, how much you don't like them, without actually ever seeing their face. Isn't that great? Just amazing. Anyway, this stuff's got to stop. If we can't talk with each other even when we don't agree with each other, or we're gonna carve you out and put you somewhere else, it ain't right. It doesn't fix anything. Actually, it'll make everything just worse. And here's a conversation you're not going to be able to have with your friends. More and more Americans now are opposing puberty blockers for transgender minors. Most Americans now don't believe that under 16s can consent to puberty blocking drugs. And that's not just a, you know, that again, when you get deep into this with people and they really understand what's going on, it's a whole different animal. And I'm glad. I'm glad people are starting to catch on. I'm glad that the more and more that we do to push this out there, the more people are starting to understand truly what these things are. I don't think they do at this point. You know what I mean? Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. this is scary. I did this story earlier on a different show, and I'm just amazed at this stuff. Do you know that since the pandemic, the numbers show that more and more Americans aren't mixing with people, well, in different income brackets or leaving their neighborhoods as much as they did before the pandemic. Right? Now, a new study says that Americans are mixing with each other and exploring their cities less and less frequently. Researchers at MIT studied and the movements of people in Dallas, Boston, Seattle, and L.A. Well, in L.A. you can't move around because, you know, you just can't move around. Too much crap in the streets. Yeah, that's it. They said that Americans' behavior has significantly shifted since the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Americans are mixing with each other, exploring the cities they live in less. The researchers tracked the cell phone data. Cell phone data. Come on. Think about that for a minute. They didn't call these people. They didn't have long conversations with these people. They track cell phone data. They look at over 1 million people in Boston, Dallas, Seattle, Los Angeles. That means somehow they got the cell phone data of 250,000 people in each one of those cities. Right? They started from January 2019 all the way through December 2021. They said that people were much less to visit neighborhoods where residents make significantly more or less money than they did. The interactions, but see, for what reasons, though? See, you don't get to know this. The interactions between people of different socioeconomic backgrounds dropped up to 30%. Once the pandemic hit in the spring of 2020, people became less likely to explore new places. They couldn't go out. That's why. The trend that continued through the end of 2021, the study authors chalked this up to behavioral changes, which means they had to. They worked remotely. They were at home. They were at their desks. A lot of stuff was delivered to their home. They didn't have to go out and go shopping. You know, some people go to neighborhoods that are either upscale or lower scale than the one they're in for food, for eating, sometimes for shopping. My wife used to go to certain Chinese herbs that she really likes and what have you, and she had to go to Chinatown to get those. She had to go to a different neighborhood. What if they tracked her, too? Didn't mean that she had friends there. She liked to hang out there. Now, income diversity of urban encounters decreased during the pandemic. And not just in the lockdown stages. I mean, Takahiro Yabe, a co-author of the study, he's also a postdoctoral associate at MIT, he said it decreased in the long term as well. So these patterns haven't returned. They conditioned you not to go certain places. They conditioned you not to engage in a certain way. Right? Again, Los Angeles saw the largest drop in diverse interactions, while Dallas, where the pandemic restrictions were the least severe, saw the smallest change. Did you hear that? Where the pandemic restrictions were the least severe, they saw the smallest change in people's movements. Wow. I guess we were right. Again. Now, people who did the study, that they hoped that the cities would use, said they hoped the cities would use their research to inform policy interventions and reduce segregation. Well, this, oh, I guess this was government brought on segregation, right? I mean, seriously. See, you got people who act a certain way, do a certain thing, and now you're upset that they're doing it. Or maybe you do or don't understand why it happened. I don't know. Show me to your host. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Back, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Drill Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being, like I said, part of the conversation, which makes you part of the solution. That's the way you do it. There's no way around it. It just is what it is. Anyway, you know, I do very much appreciate the time. Cause I know how important it is. I know how important time is. Let's start off there, right? You could be, I could be, anybody could be gone tomorrow. What do you leave for your children? What do you leave for your grandchildren? No, really. You know, I was with family. With some of those were some of the conversations we were having. What are we leaving for our kids? Will your child be able to look at you, your grandchild, look at you and say, you know, thank you for everything you did to give me a better life, to give me a better environment, to give a better economy, a better country? Are they going to be able to do that? You've got to take a sit. Look, I'm not trying to browbeat you. I guess I am to a degree, but you got to be able to take a stand on this stuff. I don't want to look them in the face. I mean, for me, it's a God thing. I don't want to look God in the face. Have him tell me he gave me all these resources, all these things to work with, and I did nothing with them. Remember the story of the talents. You know, Jesus called that man evil. Because wicked, because he didn't try to make money for the master. Ooh, making money. I thought that was evil. Biggest school district in Ohio, Columbus City Schools. They spent over $24,000 on a presentation instructing teachers how to hide students' gender transitions for parents. So think about that. There's a whole class for teachers on how to hide stuff from parents. That should give you a warm fuzzy. Presentation was held back in September of 22. Interesting name. It was run by a Q Inclusion, which is currently known as a Hey Wes. The report, which was made possible through public records requests, nobody knew. It was quiet. It revealed that the presentation recommending teachers avoid sharing a student's a new gender identity with parents, and for there to be a private place within the student's records, inaccessible by parents. Hiding things from the parents. You wonder why they don't trust public schools. You guys on the left, you teachers, you whoever, you wonder why they don't trust you. You're hiding stuff from them. You're hiding stuff about their kids from them. Because you think you're smarter than they are. Well, you know what? You're not. A firm name should be used regardless of legal name in all paperwork and printed materials. One of the slides in the presentation reads that the legal name is kept in a segregated, confidential file. And if the student's caregivers. No, caregivers. Yeah. Not parents. Not mom. Not dad. They demeaned you again. They devalued you one more time. So we're keeping this file away from the students' caregivers. And if they're not supportive, then you're not to tell them the affirming name. I mean, they're going out of their way to make sure you don't know anything about your child at school. Now, you're responsible for them. You're responsible to make sure they get to school, to get into school. Right, you take care of their financial needs, but really when it comes down to it, you really don't have any control of your kids anymore. It's sick. Yeah, this isn't teaching them how to teach them better, to be more supportive of their situation, or to help them understand where they're at. Oh no, this is all about hiding it from the parents. The presentation also included a section on, ready for this? Wheel of Power and Privilege. The image which placed power in the middle of the circle and broke the circle into different categories, including gender, language, sexuality, and wealth. Additionally, the presentation featured a chart suggesting teachers and educators not use terms like boys and girls when addressing a class. The report claimed as the situation of public education has become really bad now. I mean, parents in school, more and more parents and schools feel at odds with each other. And don't let them fool you into believing it's only right-wing conservative Republicans. No, no. The groups are very large, pushing back against these schools, and there's a boatload of Democrat parents in there. Anyway. Let's see. The Washington Examiner obtained a presentation for the middle and the high school students, which informed students that they had a right of non-disclosure for their gender identity. How does this help? No, really, for all intents and purposes, how does this really help? As you've heard over and over and over again from the real, and I mean the real experts, you have heard how this doesn't help. Right? You've heard that you have to be honest with these kids and true with these kids, and you're just making it worse. 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. It's the way we all win. It's the way we all do better. Really. You know, I've been saying it. I've been talking about it. I hope I've been living it. But the more and more you see what's going on out there, the more and more you see the need for you to step up, be a real, I don't want to say a parent, but be a real protector for your child. Be a real protector to make sure your kids get a good education and they're not browbeat as to whether they're a girl or a boy. You know? Hey, RFK Jr., he's been arguing that gun control cannot be meaningful to reduce gun violence. Now, I know many are worried about him, but the Kennedy family as a whole has always had this idea. Now, again, I mean, he is a Kennedy. He is a Democrat. I got it. He deviated from much of the Democrat Party during a town hall with News Nation a while back. He said there's nothing policymakers can meaningfully do through gun control to reduce the gun violence epidemic in America. Now, think about it. He's butting up against Joe Biden. He was asked by an audience member how he would use federal resources to slow gun violence. He says, I do not believe that there is within that Second Amendment that there's anything we can meaningfully do to reduce trade in ownership of guns. He said, and I'm not going to take the people's guns away. Anybody who tells you that they're going to be able to reduce gun violence through gun control is lying to you. Look, see, this is the stuff I am happy about. His emphasis on refusing to infringe on Americans' constitutional rights is really a common Republican position. You know how hard it would be to take people's guns away? Just take them away, come get them, rip them out of your hands for no real reason. Representative Tim Burkhart out of Tennessee, Republican, said there's no way to fix gun violence after a shooter killed three people, three adults in an elementary school in his home state. It's horrible. It's a horrible situation. And we're not going to fix it until we start going after criminals. Not the guns. The criminals. Because criminals are going to be criminals. If they want to kill somebody, they're going to find a way to do it. I mean, really. Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican out of South Dakota, he said he believes the lawmakers have gone far enough, or as far as they're going to go, but gun control. I mean, you really, if you really think it through and work on it, the only place you can go from here is to eliminate guns. Basically, so nobody can have one. And then somehow you think, somewhere in the deep, dark recesses of your brain, that the criminals are no longer going to shoot anybody because they're not going to have a gun. Right. You know, it's so funny. Felons, they can't get guns. They can't have guns. They can't buy guns. Yeah, they can. They don't buy them at the store. They buy them on the streets, right? You know, Tammy is a... I jokingly say, you know, she's a really goody-two-shoes, we used to say. Okay, she doesn't understand any of this. For her, you know, the law is the law is the law. You just don't do it, period. End of discussion. But here's the problem. I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the streets of Boston. You really think the criminals are checking the crime stats? Are checking the laws? Finding out whether they can go to a store with or without a gun? Go into a store with or without a knife? You really think they're looking at all this stuff? They could care less. You already know that. We've already talked about that a million times. So making more laws when they're not following the ones they already have is ridiculous. You want to take a stand on this stuff? You want to do the right thing? It's really simple. Uphold the law. Enforce the law. Joe, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.